We were just getting warmed up. WrestleMania weekend is here. Let's go. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, April 9th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
Tonight's SmackDown is the final stop before WrestleMania, and there are a couple big Mania-worthy matches on the show. A fatal four-way for the SmackDown tag titles, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode defending against Rey and Dominic Mysterio, Chad Gable and Otis, and the Street Profits. Also, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is on tonight's SmackDown. 22 participants are announced for that match, including Shinsuke Nakamura, Jey Uso, and King Corbin. Night 2 of NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver last night. Kyle O'Reilly was battered, bruised, but victorious in his unsanctioned match against Adam Cole. The finishing blow was O'Reilly wrapping his leg in a steel chain and then dropping it onto Cole from the top rope. Now, Cole appeared to have O'Reilly beaten with the Panama Sunrise earlier in the match. The only problem was that Cole had deliberately knocked out the referee just moments earlier. Not a good choice. Karrion Kross reclaimed the NXT Championship that he was forced to relinquish due to injury. He beat Finn Balor last night. Kross is now an undefeated two-time champion in NXT. Johnny Gargano needed not one, but two final beats to pin Bronson Reed and hold on to the North American title. Santos Escobar beat Jordan Devlin in the ladder match to unify both men's cruiserweight championships. Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon beat Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell to retain the NXT women's tag titles. And Drake Maverick and Killian Dane beat Breezango on the pre-show to become the number one contenders for MSK's NXT tag titles. Two successful title defenses in back-to-back days for Walter. On Thursday's NXT UK Prelude special, he turned away the challenge of Rampage Brown. Also on that show, Tyler Bate earned a shot at A-Kid's Heritage Cup title with a win over Noam Dar. And Amelia McKenzie and Mako Satomura beat UK Women's Champ Kaylee Ray and Isla Dawn. McKenzie pinned Dawn with a small package. After the match, Satomura had a stare down with Aoife Valkyrie. It's another busy day of independent shows around WrestleMania week in Tampa. GCW's Spring Break has Joey Janela versus Chris Dickinson and Ricky Shane Page versus Nick Gage. Action Wrestling and Southern Underground Pro have a noontime show with Juice Robinson and David Finlay tagging up against Kevin Koo and Dominic Guarini. Deonna Purrazzo is set to defend the Impact Knockouts Championship against Roxy on a card promoted by New Texas Pro Wrestling. And ICW has a late night show with Leo Rush versus Low Ki and Dr. Cube versus JTG. Again, a lot more going on, so check out what's going on out there if you have the time.
Impact Wrestling.
We have five new matches announced for Impact's Hardcore Justice. That's an Impact Plus exclusive show on Saturday starting at 3 p.m. There's going to be a Hardcore War 4-on-4 tag match, Violent by Design versus Tommy Dreamer, and three partners who have yet to be revealed. Eric Young's crew took out Wildcat Chris Harris on last night's Impact. Ace Austin, TJP, and Josh Alexander also need partners for a three-way tag at Hardcore Justice. Those three are also set for a three-way singles match at the Rebellion pay-per-view, with Austin's X Division title on the line. Also added to Hardcore Justice, Mahabali Shira versus Hernandez in a chairs match, Doc Gallows versus Black Taurus, and Jake Something and Brian Myers in a hardcore blindfold match. On last night's Impact, Myers finally accepted Cardona's challenge for a match at Rebellion. Impact was in its new Thursday night time slot last night with AEW champ Kenny Omega in the main event. He and the Good Brothers fell to Impact champ Rich Swann, Willie Mack, and Eddie Edwards. Swann pinned Carl Anderson, and moments earlier, Swann appeared to have Omega pinned, but Don Callis interrupted the referee's count. Also last night, Trey Miguel decided to tag up with Sami Callihan, and together they beat Triple XL.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Tonight's New Japan Strong will have all four first-round matches in the U.S. version of the New Japan Cup Tournament. Leo Rush versus Clark Connors, Ren Narita versus Filthy Tom Lawler, Fred Rosser versus Hiku Leo, and Brody King versus Chris Dickinson. Back in Japan, the Road to Wrestling Dontaku Tour begins on Saturday.
Ring of Honor.
This weekend's Ring of Honor TV will see Flamita and Bandido taking on Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham. Also a Pure Rules match between Delirious and Rocky Romero. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, April 9th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carland. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.